everyone, welcome back to DC Talk. This is episode number 174, recorded on Sunday, October 31st, 2021. Happy Halloween. Happy Celtic New Year, if you celebrate that. Happy Samhain. Whatever you're celebrating this weekend, I hope it's safe and happy and fun. I'm Carrie. I'm once again manning the desk all by my lonesome this week. Mike is still off training his sidekick, and apparently, according to some photos he sent me, training is going rather well. I'm slightly disappointed that he isn't dressed up as Red Hood this year, but oh well. I guess Red Hood isn't his favorite Robin after all. Or is it? Who knows? I'm just giving him crap. Just a reminder, DC Talk is a proud podcast, part of the Random Chatter Network. You can go over to randomchatter.com to get more information on all of our shows, membership through Patreon, our Tee Public shop, access to the Escape Hatch Discord channel, and much, much more. I don't say that quite as fast as Tim, but I don't speak as fast as Tim. Anyway, so without further ado, let's get on to our news. All right, there's not a lot of news to cover this week, so I'm going to try and fit in a brief character archive as well. First up, we have the 2021 Saturn Award winners. This is covering July 2019 to November 2020. If you're confused about some of the winners, that would be just the period it was covered was extended due to COVID. So that's why we have some of these winners here. So the best comic to film motion picture went to The Joker. Best supporting actress on television went to Danielle Panabaker for The Flash. Best young TV actor went to Breck Basinger for Stargirl. And best guest star on television went to John Cryer for Supergirl. All very well deserved. There was also some awards to Star Wars and Star Trek, so the streams got crossed there a bit. But congratulations to all the Saturn Award winners this year. Congratulations. Moving on, in other news, apparently Michael B. Jordan's Val Zod Superman project has landed some writers. Let's see. He's doing the project alongside Elizabeth Raposo, and let's see. There they are. Darnell Mateer and Josh Peters are going to be writing the movie or the series. It's going to be a series, so that is shaping up to be interesting. I will freely admit I don't know much about the Val Zod character. I've added it to the list for a character profile, so at some point we will get that out there to you guys. Brendan Fraser has been cast in HBO's Max's Batgirl movie. We don't know who he is playing yet. There are some rumors flying around that he's going to be playing Firefly, but that is still a rumor as of now. We don't know who he's playing, but this is apparently part of the very well-deserved Brendan Fraser resurgence. I look forward to seeing him in whatever capacity he plays in Batgirl, and hopefully Doom Patrol, he's awesome in Doom Patrol as well. If you didn't catch this week, very, very awesome performance from him and from, from everyone. Bad with names, terrible with names, apologies. Continuing on, Jenna Dewan's Lucy Lane is going to be returning to the CW-verse in Superman and Lois Season 2. I've been wondering when she was going to pop back up into the Arrowverse, CW-verse. And now we have our answer. Could Makud Brooks be far behind? We don't know. Maybe we'll see. I'm hoping this sheds some more light on exactly when and where in the Arrowverse Superman and Lois is sitting. Because I, for one, am still confused about that. But I guess we'll find out eventually. Maybe. And then finally, in our news this week, Zack Snyder has revealed which Batman villains he wanted to use in the DCEU. Apparently, Riddler was high up on the list, being part of Lex Luthor's League of Villains. Apparently, he was also going to be the one that figured out the anti-life equation, which doesn't make me nervous at all. Sarcasm. And apparently, he also considered Penguin, maybe Catwoman. Apparently Catwoman was someone they also talked about. But he's interested to see apparently how things shake out with the Batman movie, as are the rest of us. So that is that. And that's it for our news. Like I said, it's very, very, very light news week. I think we're all mostly recovered from DC fandom at this point. So, the news is a bit light until the next ginormous news dump. So without further ado, we're going to move into a brief character profile. And this was inspired by something that came up in the season finale of Titans. So if you haven't seen Titans season 3, I recommend going and pausing this and going to watch Titans and then coming back. It really is a big, big spoiler. Just something to pique our interest maybe for season 4. We'll see. But we're going to be talking about Argus, otherwise known as the Advanced Research Group Uniting Superhumans. The agency first made their appearance in Justice League Volume 2, Number 7. This was part of the New 52. It was created by Geoff Johns and Gene Ha. Argus is a federal agency under the jurisdiction of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, under the command of Steve Trevor and director Amanda Waller. It was first introduced in the New 52 following Darkseid's invasion, and much like S.H.I.E.L.D. is for the Avengers over on the Marvel side of things, it acts as a bit of a support group for the Justice League, supplying them with resources and, most importantly, cleanup. Because we can't expect superheroes to clean up their own messes all the time. In addition to Steve Trevor and Amanda Waller, members of Argus have included Booster Gold, Black Orchid. I'm just talking about the comics at this point. We're not talking about anything on film or television right now. So Booster Gold, Black Orchid, Etta Candy, Adam, it doesn't say which one. Dr. Light, Sebastian Faust, Primeape. And because Amanda Waller is the director of Argus, I automatically put the Suicide Squad under Argus's direct control. So if it's a member of Suicide Squad, they've been part of Argus. Notable DC storylines, the Trinity War. Dr. Light is called in to examine a secret society's communication coin. The coin envelops Dr. Light in a white light and gives him powers. Chaos, happens from there. And then the Forever Evil storyline, where Argus's headquarters is destroyed by an energy spike around Dr. Light's body. Doesn't say if it's something that killed him or not. But again, chaos ensues. There's, you know, the president of the United States gets kidnapped a couple of times. There's all kinds of drama. Apparently, I haven't read either of these storylines, so I really don't know all the specifics. But appearances in media. The Arrowverse, run by Amanda Waller and then Lila Michaels. Cyborg hacks into Argus in Doom Patrol. It's mentioned, as I said, in the last episode of Titans for Season 3, apparently run by Roy Harper. Does this mean we're going to see Roy and or Argus next season? Who knows? Argus has also been featured in Batman Assault on Arkham, the DCEU, Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay, all run by Amanda Waller. And it's also been mentioned in Batman and Harley Quinn. And that's it. That is DC Talk for this week. I hope you enjoyed all the few news items and this brief character archive. You can reach out to DC, to us at Random Chatter on Twitter, at DC Talk for the show in general. You can find me at Keri Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire 42. And Mike again has left the Twitterverse, so you won't be able to find him on Twitter. But I can probably get a message over to him if it's absolutely necessary. But that's it. Again, happy Halloween. Have a good time, guys. Peace out.